Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yesterday, the Minnesota Twins did a combination press conference slash celebration of Tony Oliva and Jim Cott going into the Hall of Fame, and it was a smashing success, and it was a wonderful get away from the real world for a minute to just celebrate something and relax and see it. Dave St. Peter and the crew over there, the Twins, did a wonderful job. Dick Bramer helped him see it, and he did a wonderful job. And he joins us now to talk baseball, Hall of Fame, and much more. Dick, good evening. And that was a great, that was just a great thing yesterday, wasn't it?
It sure was, and it was such a delight for me to be a part of it, only because of the two guys going in. You know, the subjects of it all, the Tony and Jim have meant so much, not just to the Twins organization, but to baseball in general. And it really was one of the most joyous days, I think, in Twins history to see these two icons finally get what they deserve to have happen a long, long time ago.
Dick, before I go there, I want to expand on that a little bit, but I was thinking about, you've worked with a ton of Hall of Famers, all the Twins Hall of Famers, in essence, that as color commentators at one time or another have sat up there in the booth with you, except maybe the late Kirby Puckett. And you know, I sat and watched a game one night with Kirby, and I was amazed at his insight, at what he predicted would happen and did happen and all those things. I know that he didn't have, you know, great interest before he left us in broadcasting, but would he have been a good color analyst?
I think he probably would have. I don't know that there was anything that he tried to do that he wasn't good at. And if he had wanted to come to the booth, I think it certainly would have been a delight to work with him. He excelled in pretty much everything that he did. And, you know, what you touched on is one of the things that made him great as a player, is the fact that he paid attention to the game. And you wonder sometimes when you see the, you know, upper level players in the game these days, whether they really pay attention. But, you know, in that era, the really great ones, you know, many of them did become really good broadcast analysts because they paid attention to the subtleties of the game. Maybe that's what we're missing in the game today, a little bit, the subtlety of the game. And you know, we're so focused in today's game on strikeouts and home runs, maybe some of the subtleties aren't as dominant in the game as they used to be.
Yeah, and I thought about that when I saw Tom Kelly yesterday. I mean, he redefined subtleties in the game when he sat with you in the booth. The same way that he managed, we didn't realize what game he was watching until he was in the booth next to you. Were you amazed by that?
Yeah, I think you know, too, dealing with the media wasn't Tom's favorite part of the day.
No.
And so, we had a half-hour pregame show, still do, but a big part of it was the 5 minutes I spent with Tom Kelly before every game, and it was not... How can I put this? It wasn't the best part of his day, and I don't think, and I just was scared to death because I, you know, it didn't go well. It wasn't something that I think he particularly enjoyed. So when they said, okay, he's going to be in the booth, I thought, well, now how are we going to do this for 3 hours?
Yeah.
But he was outstanding, you know, and the story I've told so many times, you know, when he was in the booth for the first game, we were, you know, just getting started here in the first inning, and he said, well, you know, he's 1-4 to home plate or whatever the number was. And he says, you know, we should be able to steal on this guy. And I looked over, and he had a stopwatch with him. Well, I mean, you know, what a great thing for an analyst to have,
yeah,
because, you know, he was already, from a manager standpoint, now as a broadcaster, he was looking at the game from that vantage point, and he was just a delight to work with. And I know, having, you know, talked with, you know, our viewers who watched him, they really, really enjoyed his work in the booth.
You know, and Jim Cotton, obviously you've worked with him, you know, over the last 30 years, off and on different times, going way back to when the Twins won it 30 years ago, and Kitty had kind of come onto the scene late 80s, early 90s, right around there. And again, details to the game. Now Jim Cotton is, by his own admission, about as old school as they get. And you know, you pitch on every fourth day and all those things. Some people would say that that puts him in conflict with Major League Baseball today, or even the Minnesota Twins, the analytics part of it. I find that to be healthy and invigorating, meaning I think that's the fun part about baseball, is that he believes one thing and maybe somebody else believes something else, and we can, that's what gets me charged up about the game, is that kind of a debate and that spirited kind of debate. What do you find from Kitty's thoughts in terms of an old schooler, and when you're working with him, how do you try to incorporate that and sell it without, you know, without saying, well, we're just going to cast analytics aside or whatever it is?
Yeah, well, for one thing, you know, he's supremely qualified to talk about,
yes,
pitching, certainly. Hitting, he was a really good,
yes,
hitting
he
pitcher.
Was.
And he referenced it the other day, the injuries that he had as a player in 25 years were base-running injuries. They weren't pitching-related. So, I mean, he was an athlete who happened to be a pitcher. And he excelled with his 16 gold gloves. He was a great fielder and all of that. So he had so many qualifications to be a good broadcaster, and he's certainly become that. I think what Jim represents, and it wasn't that long ago where the game was still played at a certain by certain standards, and we all know the game has changed. Some would say for the better, but if you step back and look back at Major League Baseball for 150 years, it's always been evolving. You know, it's not the same game now as it was 20 years ago, nor was it when Jim played in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and into the 80s, was it the same game that Babe Ruth played in the 20s and the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's one of the beauties of the game. It evolves. And if we pay close enough attention here, in the next 5-10 years, we'll see it evolve again. And it's anybody's guess as to what direction.
You know, this is a little bit different than that, but it's along the same lines of evolving. You know, when you talk about who goes into the Hall of Fame, to me, either you can go in as a player or a broadcaster. Well, why can't you go in as an overall, meaning Jim Cott, you know, at an earlier age, he would have gone in, for example, if you just said 25 years, 625 starts, 283 wins, all those things. And he's moved the game of baseball along because he's been this great analyst and color commentator that has taken our great game, helped take it to a new level and sell the game that we want it sold. Why can't it all go into one melting pot in terms of overall contribution to baseball when they decide on a Hall of Famer?
Well, and that's one of the beauties of what happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
As you know, Mike, you know, Jim and I worked some games again this year, and we had I was lucky enough to have a couple of lunches and dinners with him, and that was one of the topics we had one night. I said, you know, you've got the 283 wins, and you won 25 games in 1966, and people forget, you know, back then there was just one Cy Young Award for both leagues. Sandy Koufax won it, but if they had it split, as they do now, Jim Cott would have won his Cy Young in 1966. But anyway, what I asked Jim, and he admitted it was a bit of a concern, he has the qualifications to go into the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster. Would that somehow detract his, or minimize his chances of going in as a player. Well, now he's in as a player, and it's just a matter of time, in my mind, before he'll be getting the Ford Frick Award for excellence and Hall of Fame induction as a broadcaster. And you know, how many people can do that? I mean, his baseball career has been so extraordinary on two different levels. And you know, what was so great about what happened the other day is his primary focus has been his playing career, and he's in there. And again, it's, to me, just a matter of time before he'll go in as a broadcaster as well.
Now, to me, the takeaway or the highlight of it to me was, and I guess I had never talked to Tony Oliva about this. You probably have. But when he, with his broken English and everything else, when he said, yeah, I appreciate the Hall of Fame, but I don't need that to have had a Hall of Fame life. And then to really think about what he was talking about, growing up in a small town or village in Cuba, and now there's a statue of him outside Target Field, and all that's happened to him and his family. And to me, that was almost moving to tears. It was his great appreciation for his life with or without the Hall of Fame.
But you know, within that, when I sat there and listened to that, and I'm with you, you know, I started getting emotional thinking about, you know, his love affair that he has for this region. And the region, of course, has it for him. But I think within that was his consolation all those years when he felt he should have been, elected into the Hall of Fame, and the disappointments year after year. I think that, in all honesty, that's how he consoled himself, that I've still got it pretty good. I'm living where I want to live. I've got a great family and all of that. But the fact of the matter is now, and you know, we will forget, you know, 20 years from now, people won't remember the long journey and the disappointment that came along the way for both these guys.
Yep.
They'll just be, you know, referred to as Hall of Famers. We tend to forget Harmon Killebrew did not go in his first ballot. He got in on his fourth ballot.
Yep.
But once you get in,
you're
Blylev in the same case. Once you get in, all that matters is you're a Hall of Famer. I have had a chance before the news conference, whatever you want to call it, that we had yesterday at Target Field, had a chance to talk with Jim. Now, he grew up in Michigan, right?
Yeah.
And I mentioned a name to him, and it kind of resonated with him, I think. Hal Newhouser, who was a great pitcher in the World War II era, MVP a couple of years, just a tremendous 4- or 5-time 20-game winner. He had to wait nearly as long as Jim did to get into the Hall of Fame, a left-handed pitcher, pitched for the Tigers. Jim grew up watching Hal Newhouser in his prime or very shortly after his prime. And so now here's Jim, who had to wait a long, long time too. But all we remember about Hal Newhouser is the fact that he's a Hall of Famer. We don't think anymore, at least I don't, that it took him 45 years after his career was over with to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Paul Krause, same thing in the NFL set, I remember. You know,
Same thing there.
Okay, so while I'm sitting there yesterday, and there's somebody taking pictures next to me, I'm not paying that close attention because we all got masks on, and I realize it's Derek Falvey. And so we started to talk. He just wanted to get some pictures for posterity for himself because it was such a monumental Twins moment. And you know, if there's one good thing that came out of COVID, we know how to use Zoom now, and you can bring Jim in and Rod Carew. I mean, it was something, you know, that you can do all that with cell phones. But that got us talking, of course, about, you know, what are you doing to stay busy, Derek, these days? You know, he said, 2 weeks I haven't talked to an agent. They can't call me. You know, we still have things we can do. But we can't, you know, we can't talk to agents. We can't negotiate all those things. Baseball's locked out, of course. How concerned are you about the upcoming season?
Well, I've got to be an optimist and believe that we will have a full season. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be saber rattling, posturing, all of that we've already, you know, heard and seen. Worst case scenario for me, because I hate to think of it being any worse than this, we'll have a truncated, shortened spring training. Hey, unfortunately, we've had those, right? For other reasons. The worst case scenario to me, I hope, is a 3-4 week spring training. We'll get the season started close to on time. and it will be a full season. You know, fans of any age at all can remember Jack Morris says, "Hey, I've gone through this six times, right?" Where there've been, you know, labor shortages or labor strife and shortened seasons and abbreviated and aborted seasons and all that. I gotta believe as much money as there is in the game that as acrimonious as things might get and have already gotten, that common sense will you know lead the way eventually, and they'll find a way to have a full season. At least that's my hope.
Boy, I sure hope so. Last question for you, Dick. You know, this last season, fans were allowed back eventually. Did it feel the same to you at Target Field as it did in 2019 before the COVID season? Did it feel somewhere in between? What did 2021 feel like to you?
Well, you know, you talked about it earlier regarding Zooms and how we've adapted and all that. Well, the one thing that of course, we did not have in 2020 that we had last year, and we took it for granted all those years, right? Why wouldn't we? But we had fans in the ballpark. We didn't have canned applause. We didn't have cardboard cutouts. And it wasn't ideal, and it wasn't the way that was in 2019. But, you know, this game, all the games, whether it's, you know, basketball, football, hockey, whatever, you know, they're being played for the fans. And last year, as disappointing as it was for the Twins on the field, it was so much more of a real experience than the Twins winning the division in 2020 with no fans in attendance, being limited to listening to the games on the radio, watching to the games on TV. It was so much better last year, even though the season was a colossal disappointment for Twins fans. That was better than winning, having a winning season the year before. And we hope, of course, that in 2022, A, the team will be better, but then B, that fans will be freer and more open to be able to get to the ballpark. It's a game is best televised when fans are in their seats. As a broadcaster, you feel it, you sense it, and let's hope that we can get there and have a full season with a full Target Field as well in 2022.
Last question, I promise, this time. This is my extra credit question. Did you get comfortable broadcasting games on the road from Target Field, or is that one of those things you never want to repeat again, or do you see a place where there's a hybrid there? What is that?
No, I never felt comfortable. I think that writers, broadcasters, their job is to cover the team, and it's impossible, really, to do it well, I think. I know that the reaction from some viewers was that they couldn't tell. That's a testament to the professionalism in the industry, and I'm not talking about the broadcasters only. I'm talking about the camera people, the tape people, the people in the truck, and all that. And I said this a couple months ago. 45 years in broadcasting, and there's nothing I'm prouder of than to have done what we have done as an industry. I'm not talking about me individually, but what we've done as an industry over the last two baseball seasons to give the game to the fans. And it's, let's hope that we're at a position come April, March, I guess, when the season starts, that we'll be traveling with the teams again. That's the only way to do the job well. And the fans, I think, given everything they've had to go through, they deserve that. And I'm encouraged that we'll be back on the road again, following the teams and doing road games from the road rather than at home.
Always great to visit with you, Dick. Appreciate it very much. I hope we can do it again in the off season, because it's just, you breathe that optimism into all of us, and it's just fun to talk some baseball with you.
All right, we got ice on the lakes now, and hopefully it won't be too long. We'll have ice off the lakes, and baseball will be starting again.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dick. Have a good night. Stay warm.
All right. You too, Maxie.
You bet. Dick Bremer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.